Begin the current daf. Masech this erev in daf chaf. We begin on beis. Begin Tuesday. Masel begins with the Gemara. Tchilei naked law mishari. And if it's not holding her, do you think it's going to be permitted? Tuesday explains the whole discussion here in the Gemara. The Gemara said, if someone gives his animal to drink in Rishas Yachid, but the animal is in Rishas Ram, so if he's holding the pitcher in his hand, and he's not holding the animal, so then the animal has to be Rosh HaRubin Rishas Yachid. So the Gemara asked, but we learn the Brisa later on that says a person is not allowed to hold the vessel at all when he's giving the animal to drink. So that's what Tosafot Maskil says. You think if he's not holding the animal, you think it's permitted? Which Tosafot is cautious, difficult. This is not the way the Gemara usually talks. Because originally the Gemara took for granted. Where you're holding the vessel and you're not holding the animal, that the Gemara said, there's not going to be any question over there. That for sure, the halacha is going to be in the Reish of Aruba. But you need to have the animal has the head and majority of its body inside the perimeter. Now the Gemara, after it took that for granted, is asking, and do you think it's even permitted at all? Where did the Gemara do such a thing that we're in doubt even that even worked when the Gemara originally took for granted that it's going to work? It's just that you have to brish a ruba. And that's a tell you something what you can say is, it's not because the Gemara originally took for granted and knew for sure that it's going to work, you just need to have brish a ruba. And la filim tim to loima the shari, the Gemara was going based on the question that it was discussing. And even if you're going to say that it does work, if you're holding the vessel without holding the animal, like shari al brish a ruba, then we know for sure it has to have at least the head and majority of the body. But actually, in the halach itself, the Gemara was in doubt. Who said that's even going to work in the first place? If you're not holding the animal like our Tuesday Maskel. Ketunah says the matzah begins with the Gemara about time rolling the Brayis or lo yamali, that you're not going to fill it up. Which just explains what the Gemara's question from the Brayis. The Gemara had asked from a Brayis that said, a vague Brayis, which was reinterpreted, a person should not fill up water and put it in front of his animal to drink on Shabbos, which it's talking about where you're holding the pitcher and you're not holding the animal. We're concerned the animal's going to pull its head back and you're going to come to draw after it and then you're going to be carrying from Rishas Erech to Rishas Ram. So today's explanation of the Gemara's question was because it's going to be Pasti B'Rois Misanya. This price is taught in the context of the halachas of, it talks about where is the context of Pasti B'Rois and that's where we bring this price. So Mashmet sounds like the Koya Masnit. It's going to the halacha of our Mishnah, which talks about the primary halacha of Pasti B'Rois. And we're talking about where the animal is drinking from within the Pasti B'Rois. Now, although the halacha of our Mishnah is talking about when it has the head and majority of its body inside that area, and still we're saying it's going to be usher to go ahead and give it to the animal to drink when he's only holding the pitcher in his hand. Now, obviously the Brayis is talking about where you're not holding the animal also. Because even Nakalari, if it's also talking about holding the animal, then what would you be gaining by saying that the head and the majority of the cow has to be in the Rishos HaYachid, in the Bein HaBasim? What do you mean? What's the purpose? The whole concern is because you might come to go after it. And obviously it's talking about that you're not holding onto the animal. Because if you're holding onto the animal and you're saying that's still forbidden, so obviously the Brayis says you're not allowed to fill it up. It's talking about that you're only holding and the pitcher and you're not holding the animal. And that's the Gemara's question. It's obvious in the Brayis that you're not allowed to give it to the animal to drink, even when you're not holding the animal, not like the way the Gemara was saying before that. And therefore that's the Gemara's question from that Brayis. Kishnik says the matzah begins with the Gemara, and this is basically how Rashi had explained the Rashi of Yamali. Begin to taste the matzah begins with the Gemara. Omar Abaye Abaye says, Hachav Eivas Omer B'Shus Rab. You were talking about a trough that's standing in Shus Rabim, which basically explained the halacha of the Braisa, based on the Abaye's reinterpretation, that a person should not fill up a pitcher of water and put it in front of his animal to drink. Which we said, this interesting case, that was a reinterpretation that the animal's in Rishus Hayachid, front of the animals is a trough that's also the dimension of Rishos HaYachid, and the front of that is which goes into the area of the Bein HaPas. So we're saying that you cannot give the animal to drink holding the pitcher in your hand because we're concerned that you might come to go ahead and carry it in the Rishos HaRam. So Pirish basically explains what's this case. The animal's eating from the trough in Rishos HaRam near the area of the boards. And that's what the halach is telling us. The Leimali Dli, you know, I'll fill up the pitcher, then I'll raise the Ebus, and to put it by the beginning, the end of the trough, the Yechzen Biyadai, and you'll be holding it in your hand, because Dilma Chazil Rashi Ebus Rabbi Shosram Niskalka, maybe you're going to see the edge of the trough in Shosram that got ruined. The Yelech Shosram Dli, and you walk over there with your pitcher, forgetting that you're having the pitcher in your hand, you can be carrying from the Rishos HaYachid, from the Bein HaPasim, to Rishos HaRab. Rather, what you can do is you pour in front of it, because then even if you're going to see something wrong with the chaff, that's ruined. You're going to go to walk over there. Unless they need to be yodei, but he's not carrying anything in his hand. Because since you're pouring the water in front of him, you already put down the pitcher between the boards, and therefore that can be a problem. And says Taisa b'chinim dachi grashi. So Taisa just described that the animal is actually a shetzarah, and Taisa points that out. B'chinim dachi grashi, but nothing did Rashi have to give the added element. Of the farsha behemah means babai is that it's talking about the animal is standing in a house. And it's sticking his head out from the windows between that area into the Rosh Hashanah, and the chav is right before it. And the way Rashi explains the case, because he says, no, even if it's not in the house, you're not allowed to fill up the pitcher to put in front of the animal, because we're concerned that you're going to come to carry the pitcher into Rosh Hashanah. The Taisa brings it actually, Yeshvam Shekasim, and there are actually some versions that have the text, Machin Gisr Ben Chananel, this is the Gisr Ben Chananel, that Dilma Chazi Leibet to Makalka, that maybe he's going to see that the trough is ruined. Umapaklo the Davli Badein is going to carry the pitcher with him. Pirish, what did it mean to say? Shleyachla Nechat Li Barisha Evesh Ben Apazim. He's not going to have to put the pitcher by the end of the trough, which is the area between the boards, because since he sees something ruined there with the trough, he's going to go and he's going to put down the pitcher there on the second end of the trough. And he's going to carry out, and this is the main point that they're concerned for, the pitcher through the area of the trough, which is he's going to be carrying out the pitcher from the area between the pasim to Shasaram, in a way where he's standing with Shasaram, and he's going to be carrying the pitcher over the trough. Now, although the person could generally stand in Shasaram and carry something with Shasaram, which is what he's doing, is carrying over the trough. But he's going to see the other side that has something ruined in it. And then he's going to put it down. Then he's going to be carrying from Shasaram to Shasaram. As Taisa explains, this concern about putting it down, according to this Gersa of Rabbi Chananel, appears what it means to say, Al-Arab, Rishazram, on the ground, Rishazram, Adam secondly, he was going to fix the trough, and that placing down is what he violated by carrying into Rishazram. So Taisus had explained the Bryce in three different ways. Taisus' interpretation was, it's talking about where the animal is standing by the trough, which one end of the trough is in Rishazram, and the other one is between the boards. Rashi explained that the animal is actually standing in the house, and sticking his head through the window into the trough, that's in Rosh Hashanah. According to both those interpretations, the concern is that maybe the person who has the pitcher is going to see something wrong with the end of the trough, and he's going to put it down, the pitcher over there in Rosh Hashanah to fix. Ben Chananel explains that the trough got ruined, ben apas, but still we're concerned that he shouldn't go to the other side, which we're concerned that there's also ruined, and he's going to put down the pitcher over there on the other side in Rosh Hashanah. Chase actually explains what this oisin really means to say. The Gemara was saying a brisa that a camel that you're force feeding has to have reisha merubai inside. You might want to bring a raya that you see even if you're holding the vessel and the animal, still you have to have reisha merubai. But Chase actually explains that high oisin, this of force feeding, which means to make its stomach like a trough, you're giving it so much to eat, lav davka, not really precise. And the claim malitin really means the halachic case of it's a medium type of force feeding. Because it's not in the parak basa shabbos. I actually learned the last parak in the shabbos of the Mabez that ain't oisin as a kamal. You're actually not allowed to force feed a camel on Shabbos because of the great tircha that's amal. Ella malit, rather, what you're allowed to do is some type of medium type, which is not such a tircha. So when we're saying oisin, we don't really mean that type of oisin. We mean that the medium grade type of oisin. That's just secondary. Taisa says to understand that halacha, that the extreme oisin is not permitted, only this medium type of force feeding.